You're listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Today, on the Word of Truth Revealed.
If I acted like you act, when you get upset, you will walk away. You wouldn't give me the same grace. And I understand it. That's why he told me, I didn't raise you up for yourself. Pour into these people. Let them hear my voice so they can rise up. This is not a critique of who you are. This is a message to shift you. And when somebody's mourning, you got to identify with their mourn.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, A Distinct Vibe for Every Generation. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Psalm 29, verses 3 through 9.
Let's talk about tone. Let's talk about tone. I preach in a very passionate tone, but my natural self is cool, calm, and collected. So let me talk to you how I talk normally. This is how I talk normally, honestly. I preach with a different way. So you, a lot of you met me by my preaching, so you would know what it's like to walk with me. But I can get on ASS if I need to. I can do it. I have the ability to flip if I have to. Amen? And that's donkey for those of you that are religious. I can get on donkey. But my natural self is to be cool, calm, and collected. Thank you, Lord. But I can take it to the next gear. Thank you, Lord. And for those of you that get all dried up and tied up and can't believe anything and you listen to rap music tomorrow, they use these words all the time and the F-bomb over and over and over and over again. Don't get all sanctified with me when you listen to that music every single day. Because I'm the modern preacher. I have to deal and I have to splice stuff that you're dealing with and has influence in your life today. Thank you, God. Believe me, I love you. But the donkey is hairy and stink. And the donkey is stupid. And I got to deal with him as an influence. Why would donkey influence you? Thank you, Lord. Let's look at tone. We can have the angry tone. I just showed it to you. Or the sad tone. Have you ever talked to someone and you can tell that they're sad? Yes. Without you seeing their face. This is on the phone. Yes. What's wrong with you? Yes. It's a tone. Let's do number three. What about intolerant tone? That is, I don't even want to talk, you know. Intolerant. I don't want nothing. I'm done. Don't come at me in that kind of way, right? So you got angry, you got sad, and then intolerant. If you come across that way, why would you have an attitude and tone with someone responding in the same tone? If you don't want it to happen, what would you give? You would give them something else, right? So watch tone. It's very diverse. If I'm talking with children, I'm not coming at them angry. Thank you, God. If I'm talking to a lady, I'm not trying to be dominant. I'm not going to use angry tone to deal with you. I'm going to try to be in a way where we can communicate. If you're talking to men, you can't come across angry. What? 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 Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I'm not even listening to what you're saying because tone is off. You said all of the right things, but the way is spoken. Thank you, God. Number four, an excited tone. Have you ever been on the phone with someone, you didn't see them, but they're excited about something? I mean, ooh, making all of this, oh, my God. My God. Woo. Excited, right? Worst thing you can do to that is say something to bring it all down. Yeah, I see you praising now, but what happened when you go through something? Why would you rain on my parade? In actuality, whatever tone a person starts with, you want to either sync with it, or you give them the opposite to make them better, only to make them better. So if they're angry, you're not going to come with anger. You're going to come with something to cool the anger. Thank you, Jesus. You're not going to fight fire with fire. If they're sad, you're going to counter it by trying to lift them up out of the dungeons or out of the valley. With tone. Not with many words, but with tone. Thank you, Lord. If they're intolerant, you have to exercise much patience until they come back into order. But you can't live in an intolerant attitude for too long. You will drive people away from you. Thank you, Lord. What about the calm tone? Calm. Calm. Now that's pretty cool, unless there's a storm outside or a lion, and you calm while there's threats. You got to shift that. You can't be calm when there's danger. And there are people, I talk to men all of the time, that say, I don't want to disturb anybody. I don't want anybody mad with me. Son, listen. When there's a threat, you're supposed to step to it. Now, you don't have to be like me, but you got to step to it. Thank you, Lord. What about a mournful tone? A person that's grieving. Years ago, my mother passed away. She passed away on a Friday. And I was walking out of my office the next week, going to the restroom right across the hallway. And there was a man that was standing in the hallway, and he saw me. I didn't say a word, but I had my head down like that. Now, I'm the one that buried her, okay? I lowered her in the ground. Now, what I mean by that, I'm not saying my siblings and my father wasn't there. I'm saying I was given the task to lower my parent, my mother, the one that gave me birth, into the ground, and I stood right here and did it. I didn't lower here. She was buried in Titusville. But my point is, the Sunday after she died, I stood here. Right? So my point is I went through that. So I didn't grieve like everybody else until several months later. In an all-night prayer. So I had to internalize my sorrows, and it wasn't easy because she used to sit right there. And I got tapes of her voice saying, Jesus. Like I can be preaching, if I said something that was pointed, you hear her say, Jesus. Right. I saved her voice on my voicemail till I couldn't stand it no more, and I deleted it. And she cooked pies the month before she died. She used to cook sweet potato pies. And one of the members got one of her pies. They bought it for her, and they put it in the freezer. When she died, they brought it to me. And said, we want to give you something. Now, what is this? It's the pie your mother. I said, what? I sat down. I said, what? Oh, my God. The pie spoiled. It grew mold because I couldn't take a slice. If you lost somebody you love, you know what I'm talking about. Everybody else can be, woo. But there's something that goes on when you mourn. I come out of my office. I'm not expecting people to feel what I feel. I'm the pastor, right? I'm the preacher. But I'm coming out. Lift up your head. Your mother's in a better place. Why would you hell it talking to me that way? I was like, wow. I say, you're right, man. I need to lift up my head. I was 38 years old. You're in your 50s. You don't understand. You don't have a clue about life. But what can I say? Because I'm the preacher. And if I acted like any one of you, you will walk away. If I acted like you act, when you get upset, you will walk away. You wouldn't give me the same grace. And I understand it. That's why he told me, I didn't raise you up for yourself. Pour into these people. Let them hear my voice so they can rise up. This is not a critique of who you are. This is a message to shift you. And when somebody's mourning, you got to identify with their mourn. You don't start quoting scriptures. You must chaplain that thing. Felt and not seen. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. John chapter 10 and verse 3. It's on the screen. The watchman opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. Notice, he calls them by name, which means the watchman or the shepherd knows each individual sheep and calls them by name. Verse 4, when he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them. When he brought them out by name, he then shifts in the way he moves. He calls them out to come to himself. Then he leads them. He goes ahead of them. Many of the sheep are still looking for him to be in the midst of them as he called them out. But he shifts in his leadership tactic. He leaves from being the good old shepherd that's there when you cry to now taking you to a point where he can lead you into new pasture. Thank you, God. And people are still caught up to say, well, I need you to handle me the way you handled me when I first met you. But you would limit my scope if I have to deal with you that way when it's time for me to lead you in the higher ground. Thank you, Lord. When he has brought them out, when he brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them. And his sheep follow him because they know his voice. They don't have to see his face. They're watching his back. But as long as he's talking, as long as he's speaking, they will continue to follow. They're not saying, you didn't look at me. Just keep talking because it's dark. And if we can see your back and the torch, we'll continue to follow. Look at verse 5. But they will never follow a stranger. No matter how dark it gets or how many other voices are in the land, once they are known by the shepherd and the shepherd knows them by name, nor the influence should be greater to them. Thank you, God. No other voice should be able to pull them out of the church and pull them out of the kingdom and pull them out of relationships and speak to their destiny. Because they know the voice or the vibration of their shepherd. Thank you, God. Why would the world be able to influence you and you don't know if you're saved or not? Why would social media pull your time like that and you won't even get in the Bible? After knowing his name, you know why? Because you've allowed these other voices to step in his place. Good God from Zion. They will never follow a stranger. They will never follow a stranger. They will never follow a stranger. They will never. You want to hurt your mama? Let another woman speak to you and cause you to shift from her. If you want to disgrace your daddy, let somebody out, somebody else tell you there ain't nothing and you listen to them. You'll see how you can break their soul. Thank you, God. And that's how God feels when you allow other influences to shift you away from his word. In fact, they will run away. They will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away. They will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away. I'm reading right out of the text. They will run away from a stranger. They won't bring the stranger in their house and incorporate the stranger and love people outside of the scope more than they love what's in the house. They will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. The worst thing you can do to a baby is allow everybody to kiss them. And everybody can give them candy. Ooh, they love my... No! You restrict the inflow. And only allow people you trust to get inside. They will love everybody and not love you if you don't listen to what I'm telling you. Thank you, God. All of you modern day mamas and modern day fathers, you better hear somebody from the old school. You don't let every man be around your daughter. Every man shouldn't have access into her personal life. You're to restrict that. I don't care if you're my best friend. You never go to her room. You never ever call her on her phone if I don't give you permission. I don't care if you're my brother. I'm the gate to my house. If you don't like me, you shouldn't talk to my children. There are people who leave this ministry. God told me not to touch you, but they want to be friends with everybody. You are part of the leadership here. But God told you not to speak to me as you go out. But you're calling the people and drawing them to your table. And they are ignorant. They sit there and listen to all of the jargon. And then you sow into them discord and you've been bitten. And when I speak to them, I can tell that they're snake bitten. But you should have enough wisdom. Even if what they say is right, if you're connected here, I am flawed, you should talk to me. It is not right for you to have power with the children and you won't speak to the father. All of you all that just love everybody, you don't even understand until it hits your house. Then you'll take what I'm saying and apply it. You the mama and your daughter, you ain't the only one. You're not the only one that know God. It'll curse you, it'll hurt your soul. Thank you, Jesus. Then you'll know what it's like to have a shepherd that bleeds. Thank you, Lord. God is trying to get you. I'm not saying you all only need to hear me listen to what I'm saying, but there's an honor and a respect you need to have for God and the one that he set before you. If you like everybody, you don't even promote your own church. Thank you, Lord. Praise your own palm. Thank you, God. Notice, they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. So the purpose of the prophetic voice, it's the point. Not to tell you how many houses you're going to get and how many cuts, but to point you. To reorient your spin and to point you. The purpose of the prophetic voice is to point you. To point you, first of all, back to God. A lot of prophets never talk about coming to God. I see. This is going to happen. That's going to happen. But it doesn't point you back to God as the source. To hear his voice. Then you start tuning into the voice of the prophet and not trying to hear God. Thank you, Lord. We do need the prophet, but for the prophets, you are to point them back to God. Before you talk about cars and land and settlements and money coming and influence and all of these other things that speak to desires and they will come, the most important portion of your ministry responsibility is to stand in the midst of a road and point them back to God. Then give them direction, word of knowledge, and a word of wisdom. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Jesus is the revelation to humanity. So how can you point people to cars and lands which will fade, but never back to the remedy for humanity? You got to point them back to God. I'm almost done. The voice of the prophetic has points. Number one, it points you to God and away from Satan or his false prophet. Thank you, God. That takes you to desire and never back to God. The voice of the Lord. My job is to point you to Jesus, back to God. If I move in the prophetic, and I believe there is a prophetic, There's a prophetic direction that's inside of me, but my primary purpose for prophecy is to point you to God. There are things I see, but it is, you will not see me unless the Lord leads me to tell you about specific things that I see in terms of promotions and issues like that, because that's not primary. All that's going to come if you seek first the kingdom. But what he wants you to do is start listening for him, looking toward him. Because you're in a dungeon and you haven't heard his voice a long time. So I'm pointing you to God, but away from Satan. Glory to God. And his false prophet. Number two. This is the prophetic point. Talking about pointing now. To point you to the kingdom of God. And away from the kingdom of this world. That is worldly wisdom. Worldly ways, worldly speech, and worldly counsel. Worldly wisdom, worldly ways, worldly speech, and worldly counsel. Many of us are flooded with it. As that young lady said, when I go through, I put on a rap song that gives me insight. The nature of her is not to hear from the Lord, and that's not necessarily a critique in her demise. It's really a key to her success. She may be better off than most of us because she can turn that key and shift. But many of us are flooded with the world even though we're in the kingdom. She's supposed to be influenced by the world if she don't know the word. But for us who know, we shouldn't be there. We need to be pointed to the Holy Spirit, number three, and away from our flesh. Let the Spirit guide you. Glory to God. Not anger. The Spirit should guide. Here's the next one. We need to be pointed to the Word and the renewal of our soul, mind, and will. Not to our soul, mind, and will. But pointed to the Word and the renewal of our soul, mind, will, imaginations, emotions, and intellect. And then we need to be pointed to relationship and away from religion. A lot of people will go after religion first. And they'll say, I don't trust anybody. And that keeps them from relationships. Religion is not God's focus. It may be denominations' focus and even churches' focus. But God is about relationships, and that's why they will always be tested. Reach beyond the break. Reach beyond the break. Be the first to initiate reunion. Because the kingdom comes through relationships. If there's a block, you won't see kingdom. You may see something, but you cannot see kingdom if you have a tourniquet on relationship. Last but not least, we're pointing to discipleship and away from all kinds of addictions, or to the voice of addiction. Discipleship is the key and the remedy to all addiction. There is a voice of addiction, but God is pointing us to discipleship. The more of a disciple you are, the less you would need pills.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, A Distinct Vibe for Every Generation, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2303-0511. That's reference number 2303-0511.
Ambassadors for Christ is conducting its annual toiletry drive. Donation bins are in the fellowship hall, so please fill the containers with travel size personal care items such as bar soap and body wash, shampoo and conditioner, deodorant, toothpaste, and much more. If you wish to help in other ways, contact ambassadors@truthreveal.org. FACES 25th Annual Scholarship Luncheon honoring Man of the Year, Bishop Merton Clark, and Woman of the Year, the Honorable Rhonda Babb, will be held on Saturday, March 25th from noon until 5 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Vieira Conference Center. Donation is $50 per person, and all proceeds go to serving young men and women by assisting with college tuition. Call 516-526-5740 for tickets and more information. If you are ready to belong, grow, connect, and serve, new members classes are still in session. Email connect@truthreveal.org to get started.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
One is wickedest recruit. You don't know how we do it. Yeah, yo. Original Jesus style. Bind and loose. But hear this.
From a mile away, I start binding. From a mile away, I start loosing. And anytime I bind, one demon drop. And anytime I loose, the blessing I can flow. From a mile away, I start binding. From a mile away, I start loosing. And anytime I bind, one demon drop. And anytime I loose, the blessing I go flow. Boom, Bob see the demon a drop. Lucifer watch out me for the murder weapon. But he don't know I will bind him for no reason. Willie is a man, will bind him in any season. Keep my finger upon the holy Bible. From my dude at the devil ball murder. Boom, see the demon a drop. I have bust my scripture right round the clock. 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, yes me bind demons. 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, yes me bind them. 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, yes me bind demons. 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, yes me bind them. 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, yes me bind demons. 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, yes me bind them. Do that deal, blessing I got flow from me. Do that deal.